Chapter 25. On the bridge of Home 1, the Mon Calamari cheer. Out there in the expanse of space, the wreckage of ships floats above Kuat. Imperial ships, mostly, though the Republic lost some of its own over the last several weeks. The bombing campaign against the shipyards and supply bases of Kuat is complete. The sector governor, Moff Polis Maxim, and the guild head of the Kuat drive yards have surrendered. The scopes are clear, with no further intrusions expected by the Empire. It has been a long, protracted fight, and now it's over.
Congratulations, Admiral,
Leia says to Akbar. She is not physically present, but she stands there as a holographic communication, an avatar summoned by the Mon Calamari.
You and Commodore Argate have won the day for the New Republic.
With a plucky smile, she adds,
again.
Akbar, though, is not one to cheer. Leia knows that he shares in the optimism of his fellow officers, nodding and smiling along. He wouldn't dare darken their light with the shadow of cynicism and worry. Just the same, he remains steadfast in reminding everyone that every battle has its costs. The battle for Kuat drive yards is no different. Next to Leia, the other hologram, this one of Commodore Kirsta Argate, nods and smiles stiffly.
I'm glad we accomplished something today. Taking weapons out of the Empire's hands was a worthy goal. One I'm glad the Senate supported.
Battles with the Senate, Leia thinks. She knows that this is the nature of democracy, and she welcomes that struggle. Just the same, this will be a chaotic time. And though it is the soldiers who experience the true trauma, the galaxy's citizens are war-weary. Theirs is a deeper, more sustained trauma, a fear and suspicion embedded like a splinter under the skin. This time with the Senate will be a tumult of indecision. They're understandably gun-shy. And, Leia knows, this is why Kashyyyk remains enslaved. Through the viewscreen, the front hatchet end of the Starhawk battleship cleaves its way through the open space above Kuat. A considerable ship, the Starhawk, and one that belongs exclusively to the New Republic forces. Getting the vote from the Senate to approve the scrapping of Imperial craft in order to build new ships, droids, and weapons was its own battle that may have been harder fought than the orbit-to-ground battle here at Kuat. A not inconsiderable number of the current senators still remember when Palpatine formed the Empire out of the ashes of a republic they didn't even know was burning. He quickly commissioned ships, too, to serve his new military order. Their fear is born of good reason. It is a credit to Mon Mothma that she was able to marshal the votes, despite her own doubts about creating new weapons of war. Kirsta Argate, for her part, has mitigated her accomplishment today with a heavy brow. It's one of the reasons both Leia and Akbar like her so much. Argate understands that the costs of war are heavy even in victory. The balance on that bill is not easily paid off, and it shows in the suffering of the soldiers decades after fighting ends. It manifests as political fear. It is demonstrated by criminals, terrorists, and other sympathizers. Only peace, protracted peace, true peace, balances those books. Just the same, Leia wants both the Admiral and the Commodore to feel proud.
The shipyards at Kuat were a vital resource for the Galactic Empire, and their loss will be keenly felt,
Leia says.
We have hamstrung the production of new fighters and capital ships. Further, we can turn these resources around and use them as our own.
Argate smirks.
I know all this, Princess Leia, but I appreciate what you're trying to do.
Take the victory and enjoy it, Commodore. You too, Admiral.
Akbar harumphs.
I will. But I want to keep my eye on what matters most. Ending this conflict. Nobody wins a war, Leia. Best we can do is find a way to stop fighting.
In that, Admiral, we are agreed.
Just then, a new communique incoming. Akbar nods to Comm Officer Toktar and she puts the visual through. Another hologram appears. Chancellor Mon Mothma.
Chancellor!
Akbar says, giving a deferential nod.
I did not expect to hear from you so soon. Is today not the Senate budgetary proceeding?
It is.
Even in hologram, the Chancellor looks weary. This is taking a lot out of her. It's taking a lot out of them all. Leia notices a moment when Mon Mothma's gaze flicks toward her. What is that there? What forms the backbone of that hesitation? Suspicion? Irritation? As fast as it came, it's gone again. And Leia wonders if she's just imagining things. Mon Mothma, anxious, says,
There is another matter. Something pressing. We have received a communication request from the Operator.
The Operator? The shadowy operative from deep within the Empire, who has periodically appeared in order to direct the New Republic to Imperial vulnerabilities. Leia has never properly trusted that source. After all, the destruction of the second Death Star was born of a ruse concocted by Palpatine, one that perhaps should have been more easily seen. This, though, feels different. It has gone on too long. The Operator's intel has afforded them a dozen victories already, and it's hard to imagine exactly how this could be a deception. It would have to be a very long confidence game. And even then, to what end? Why would the Empire hobble itself? They have all come, however, reluctantly, to trust the source. But it's been some time since the Operator has revealed himself. Since Akiva, as a matter of fact. Mumblings inside the New Republic have pondered at the fate of that mysterious agent. Was he caught? Killed? Did he flee? Who was he, after all of that?
Has the Operator set a time for this communication?
Akbar asks.
No, actually.
The Chancellor answers.
So be it.
To his comm officer, he says,
Tokhtar, please, if you will, open a channel. Old Alliance frequency Zeta Zeta 9.
A new holographic image shimmers into view. And it is not the Operator.
Grand Admiral Akbar,
says the vision of Rey Sloane. On her end, Leia feels everything clench up. The Operator is gone. The Empire has surely discovered the traitor. The appearance of Sloane, one of the heads of the Imperial Remnants, the strongest remnant, if their intel is accurate, only confirms it.
Grand Admiral is an Imperial ranking,
the Mon Cala says.
I, like you once did, identify as Fleet Admiral. But you seem to have taken the title Grand Admiral for yourself.
Sloane stiffens and shrugs.
No one above to promote me, I'm afraid, Admiral. In this new order, one must take what one deserves. Why do you darken our door today?
Mon Mothma asks.
I come to reveal myself. Reveal yourself? I can't say I understand. I am the Operator.
No, Leia thinks. It couldn't be. This woman has been her counterpart in a way. The two of them operating as a voice speaking to the wider galaxy. Each trying to secure fresh footing among the citizens. Each speaking for her people. Leia for the resurgent Republic, Sloane for the dwindling Empire. And so, it seems impossible to believe. The others don't believe it either. Augate says,
That curtain is all too thin, Admiral Sloane. It's easy to see the lie.
I'm sorry. Who are you again?
Sloane asks.
Commodore Augate.
Ah, yes. The one who led the charge on Kuat. A convincing victory and deserving of respectful congratulations, Commodore.
Augate isn't having any of it.
You were on Akiva. You were part of that secret cabal. And the Operator turned us onto it and against it. That put your life in danger. You cannot be the Operator. It makes no sense.
I gave you targets,
Sloane says,
in order to strengthen my position within the Empire. The events on Akiva allowed me to seize control. relatively speaking. All the targets you will find stood in opposition to my ascent.
Leia mentally tallies their victories performed in service to the Operator. She wonders, could Sloan be right? Leia wondered what exactly the Empire would have to gain by sacrificing parts of itself. And there, so clear they should have seen it, was the answer. The elimination of competition.
Why tell us any of this?
Leia challenges.
More likely you discovered the identity of the Operator and had him or her executed. Ah, Leia. So we meet. Or as close to it as we can muster. It is an honor to meet you. Genuinely. You have done so much. Amazing how so much of the galaxy has changed based on the actions of one Alderaanian princess. I am only as good as those who surround me,
Leia says.
Now answer the accusation. You killed the Operator and are lying to us. No. I'm using the Operator's channel because we are losing this war, Princess. Your victory at Kuat demonstrates that neatly. And I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of all this, to be frank. It is time to negotiate. Surrender?
The Chancellor asks.
Don't be hasty,
Sloan chides.
I offer you surrender and the Empire takes my head. They'd probably send it to you packed into the nose cone of a thermoclastic missile. It is time for peace talks.
Akbar's chin tendrils curl inward upon themselves. He must be feeling what Leia is. Her own instincts light up like an alarm. Something's off kilter here. Sloan is playing with them. And yet, the loss of Kuat is significant. A major wound. The Empire would certainly want to staunch the bleeding. But what should the New Republic do in response? Allow them time to tend to their injuries? An act of compassion against an Empire that has demonstrated none? Or press the advantage, grinding them into the dirt, leading to more lives lost, more instability, more madness across the galaxy? Giving them a place in the future of the galaxy allows for some measure of constancy and peace. And here, Akbar's words haunt her.
Nobody wins a war. Best we could do is find a way to stop fighting.
This could be that. It could be an opportunity. Or it could be a grievous mistake.
We will need to speak about this and then put it to the Senate,
Mon Mothma says.
I understand. Palpatine did away with the Senate because it cooled the engine's progress, but his way has not proven effective. He is gone, and you remain. So here we are. Talk to your people. I would suggest having the peace talks on your world with minimal guard. I am offering that as a concession of trust. So noted, Admiral Sloan. Thank you. And good day. And congratulations again to you all. I am a warrior before I am anything else. And what you have accomplished is impressive. I hope to hear from you in time. Use this channel, and I will respond.
And with that, her hologram blinks out. It leaves behind a considerable vacuum. The four of them are silent. The others are surely like Leia in that they are bewildered and bemused by what just transpired. Could this be real? And if it is, then what?
I will convene an emergency session of the Senate,
the Chancellor says.
Let's hope this is something. It may be a way forward to peace. May the Force be with you.
When the Chancellor is gone, Leia says to Augate and Akbar,
may the Force be with us all. I fear we are going to need it.